Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Burt Show. We're not going to judge you publicly. We are not going to come down on you if you call. And you're brave enough to say, yes, Burt Show. I lied so much on my resume. I got the job. What I am really curious about is, once you got it, could you hold the job, and did you do well at it because you lied so much on the resume and you didn't have the experience that you said you had? 1-855-237-8746. 1-855-BIRCHO.
Yeah, so I found a Reddit thread about people who lied on their resume, and I was quite impressed with some of the lies they came up with. My favorite was the dude who says, I am my own references. So he puts references down, but it's actually him, and he does different voices. People would call as references, and he was his own. He was, and apparently it worked. He got jobs. It was no issue. And then I came across a stand-up clip of comedian Michael Che joking about lying on your resume.
You know, like, if I wasn't doing comedy, I don't know what I'd be doing, you know? I don't know what I'd be doing. It wouldn't be good. I try. Like, I would try to get a regular job. It's embarrassing. I have to, like, lie on my resume. You know how humiliating that is? You ever lie so bad on your resume that you can't believe you didn't get the job? You want to go back to Foot Locker, like really Foot Locker? Who the f*** you hire that has 8 years mayoral experience and a degree in physics? Who is this amazing shoe salesman?
Then you got this guy on TikTok, and the timing of this is perfect this morning, because he's like, I'm lying left and right on my resume, and he's not even feeling bad about it at all. This is Noah Reedy.
Not one word on my resume is true, and I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. I Googled a few terms, and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. I had one guy, I said I worked a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate, and he took one look at my resume, and he goes, Prime 7's a really good company. I made it up. It's not even real. That's how stupid these people are. And you go, oh, I don't get it. I have a good resume. I'm losing to people. You're losing to people like me, who are making up.
I would live in constant fear if I got the job that I'm going to be called out.
Mm-hmm. That's almost like the worst thing that could happen if you do get it.
I actually just for S and Giggles, I asked ChatGPT real quick to say, come up with an embellished resume for Burt Weiss.
Okay. All right.
And it had, this is kind of scary. So your name, your location, your email address, your handle, all that's at the top.
Neat.
Radio host, media personality, reluctant TikTok dad,
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Reluctant TikTok bad. Plus, it's a word I have such a hard time saying. An undercover empath.
Undercover empath? I don't even know what that would qualify me for.
And then it says a war dodging morning show icon.
War dodging.
That's hysterical.
What's the word? Bird.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out which war. What did I do?
Award dodging. Oh, maybe because you keep getting nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame, but you don't get in.
Oh, award.
Yeah, not war.
I thought you said war dodging.
You're not a draft dodger.
And hard of hearing.
I literally thought you said war.
No, award.
This is going to actually transition perfectly to me right now. Because I got to tell you, it's the same story that I had last year and the year before, where I start getting texts left and right. And this was on June 30th. This was the day that the Radio Hall of Fame announced who got in this year. And I have been nominated a few years now and haven't gotten in. Totally forgot about it. But I'm on vacation with Amanda, and Amanda was checking. I mean, she got up in the morning immediately and checked. And told me the news that I did not get in again this year, right?
Again
for the third year in a row this year, right? So my friend, my radio friend Mojo, did get in, which was really, really the nicest guy in this industry.
He's the best.
The best, right? So he's the first guy from our sort of morning show radio class to get in. There was him, there was me, there was John Jay and Rich, there was Kevin Ralston. We all sort of got in at the exact same time, and Mojo was the first one to get in. So when she told me, I'll be 100% honest with you, there was about 10 minutes of like disappointment. Like, oh man, I really wanted to get in that thing. And then there was like jealousy also. Like, gosh, it really would have been really cool to be the first one of our class to get in. But good for Mojo, right? And then after that, I think it's so different for me this year because I just feel so settled. And I think I've said this on the show before. I feel so settled in what we have all done here and what the Burt Show has done in Atlanta over 25 years. And, you know, in looking at Burt's Big Adventure, the impact that we've had and just knowing what we've done in this industry, that it really became kind of this superficial thing to me that, sure, it would have absolutely been an honor to get in. I mean, my God, my mentor, Kid Craddock is in there. And that's the thing that I really wanted is like right by his name to have me in there next to him would have been really, really awesome. But I just feel so differently about it. Like, I kind of know who I am and I kind of know what we've done. And to be honest with you, I'm not one of those guys that knows everything that goes on in our industry. I usually just try to take care of like 6 to 10 a.m. I don't talk a lot about radio outside of this. I don't talk to managers in general. I don't know a lot of people in this industry. And this is all voted by people in the industry. So I'm kind of at a disadvantage there also by my own doing. And also, I talked a lot of crap about our industry the last couple of years publicly. Like at conventions, I've been really, really honest about how I feel about ownership of content and how the industry has changed. And I don't know if that helped my case either. But either way, I tell you what, it was 10 minutes of disappointment. Like, damn, that would have been really great this year. And then I was really over it. But I'm getting these texts like it was a death in the family. I'm so sorry you didn't get in. Next year, buddy. Oh, I am really sorry. You deserve to get it. Dude, I didn't need that at all. I really didn't feel that at all.
You know what you need is a summary of ChatGPT.
Because okay,
it has freaking nailed it.
Okay.
Award-dodging morning show icon with over 2 decades of experience waking up America, mostly Atlanta, with brutal honesty, contagious laughter, and highly questionable life advice. Oh, a master of oversharing, emotional vulnerability, and awkward silence breaking. Recognized by dozens of listeners and at least one Uber driver as that guy from the radio.
It's the Burt Show.
Here, Burt Show. Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.